reaction to what we opened the show with. Whether you agree or disagree, the DM could sing karaoke and have a cold one on the piano. We'll get to those as we go forward. Tori McNally also is going to join us to talk about inflation and how to ask for that raise. Last time she joined us, I believe she said do not base it on inflation. So we'll talk about that. Environment Canada is going to be by, and Ken Weave of Sportsnet.ca is going to tee up Jets camp for us at 2:30. But right now, I'm very happy to welcome back in Tyler Fulton, President, Manitoba Beef Producers. How are you, Tyler?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. We're going to talk about the industry and how it's doing and inflation and everything else. But I did want to talk about your Discover the Farm Day. I found this such a unique event. It was this past weekend, but it was such a unique event and a collaboration of much of our food producers here in Manitoba. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was an outstanding event. I actually didn't attend in person this year, but we had about 1,600 visitors through the center, and really a perfect day for it. It was the visitors were engaged, and tons of questions about how we beef farm here in Manitoba, and really all the other commodities, or many of the other commodities, were included as well. So always, a great when there's an opportunity to kind of speak directly from farmers to consumers about how their food is produced. We all just jump at the chance at that, and it was a great opportunity with so many visitors.
It was at the Bruce D. Campbell Farm and Food Discovery Center, and I heard it was a great, and I wonder how many people, I know you said you weren't there this year, but I wonder how many people would have come up and said, hey, why is my steak cost so much now? And I think that's why we're having you on again, because the last time we had you on, you explained that it's not just the farmer or the producer that's getting that money.
No, and in fact, here in Manitoba, with most of our producers being cow-calf operators, that's like the first stage of raising beef for consumers. We still really haven't seen the real benefit of those higher prices at the food at grocery stores. The reality is, it's just such a long, kind of complicated value chain that it takes literally years to kind of get feedback through the value chain to initiate those market signals to either expand your production or contract. And so what we've seen just in the last couple of years is it's environmental factors that have really commanded whether or not producers are expanding production or contracting. And just to recall, it was the drought of last year that was really, the worst that we'd seen in decades. And then this spring, that sequence of storms that corresponded with our calving season that really made producers struggle. So lots of elevated costs at the farm level, and also a lot of challenges, but I think for the most part there's a lot of optimism that we could see some improved cattle prices at the farm level this fall.
So what are you seeing then with these latest inflation numbers? And we were delving into in our previous segment, food inflation up 10.8% this past year. Specifically with the beef industry, as you said, it takes a couple of years. How has this year been, and where we're at now, and where do you see it going right now?
Yeah, so on the cost side, inflation, related side, we're experiencing major increases in the cost of our inputs, like fuel, like everybody else, fertilizer, especially with the issues in the Ukraine, and then also grain prices. And grain prices are, again, kind of exposed to inflationary related effects as well. So it's a tight, it's a really tight situation where the cattle prices hadn't really moved up until, it looks like maybe they're up a little bit higher this fall. But yet all of our other prices have kind of moved up really significantly over the last year or so. And so it's, it's some pretty tight cash flow at the farm level for beef guys right now. I don't know if that answers your question, Jim, but go ahead.
Well, no, it does, Tyler, because I think what you're saying is nothing's really changed, like the actual beef producer. And from our last conversation, Tyler, I had a couple people ask me, you know, I missed a show, what did they say? And I said, well, it's obvious. Like, unless you're buying that steak or piece of beef from their barn and they're handing it to you, that they're not seeing it. Like, they're not, it's the supply chain, everything else. So I guess I'll ask you, do you see this getting better anytime soon?
Yeah, so in fact, most of the producers here in Manitoba will realize most of their revenue in one shot, and that likely is in the fall run of the calves being sold off the farm. The expectation this year is that we're looking at probably prices that are up between 10 and 25% from last year. So that's a pretty, you know, that's a big improvement, and it will mean the difference for many guys between really losing money or having negative margins to actually, you know, being able to get some equity back into their operations. Going forward, the long-term, I think, outlook for cattle, in particular cattle supply in North America, is that things are pretty tight. There's a demographic of ranchers that are retiring, and they're not really, there's not as much incentive because of the profit problems we've had over the last 5 years to attract those new entrants. So that's been a bit of a constraint that's reduced the supply and probably is feeding into some of those higher prices. Now at the farm level, and also contributing to probably higher prices at the retail outlet as well.
Do you expect to get better eventually?
I do. Like we're optimistic this year. Honestly, if you look at the previous 3 years, we never really saw any significant difference in the value of our calves in the fall. Whereas this year, to be looking at, you know, maybe if, you know, like I said, a 10 to 25% increase, that's a major difference. That creates a lot more optimism and, you know, creates that carrot or that incentive to attract those people to come back to the farm or even to, you know, to start ranching on their own. There are some of those great stories too that they hadn't had any previous experience, but are just attracted to the lifestyle and being on the land with the cattle. It's pretty tough to beat if you can make a living at it.
Yeah, and it's not anything like the show Yellowstone. I tell people that all the time. Being from Southern Alberta, I'm like, this isn't actually how ranchers coexist. But anyway, it's a good show. But yeah, no, I'm being funny with you, Tyler. I always appreciate your time and your insight. I wish you all in the Manitoba beef industry all the best, and thanks for sharing. We'll talk to you in a couple of months.
Thanks, I appreciate the opportunity. Have a good day.
You too. Tyler Fulton, President, Manitoba Beef Producers. We'll take a break. Hour number